Item five, this time, if there are any requests for withdrawal of items from the consent agenda, we'll discuss them at this time. Are there any? There being none, we'll go on to the next item, which is the consent agenda. Consent agenda number item six will be read by Monica Willis, Human Resources Manager, and the remaining resolutions will be read into the record by Judy Pierce, Public Information Officer.
Good morning. Agenda item number six, personnel policies update. The Administration and Audit Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its April 24, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby, hereby makes the following amendments to the human resources policies to be effective May 1, 2006. Replace General Manager, Chief Executive Officer with General Manager, CEO throughout the entire document. Section 1.01, Authority. That's the authority to create procedures needed to implement these policies with the General Manager, CEO, rather than the department heads. Incorporates Board Resolution from October 31, 2005, allowing non-monetary changes to be made by the General Manager, CEO. Section 1.04, Purpose of Personnel Policies, corrects grammatical errors. Section 1.06, Personnel Procedures, corrects grammatical errors. Section 1.08, Equal Employment Opportunity, adds job classification to basis for employment decisions, corrects grammatical errors. Section 1.09, Sexual Harassment, adds jokes to sexually related materials that are prohibited, replaces worker with employee. Section 1.10, Harassment Policy, clarifies how questions regarding this policy can be addressed. Section 1.12, HIPAA, add Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, section dealing with privacy and security of medical records. Section 2.02, Professional Appearance, delete reference to dinner on Fridays only and makes casual dress left to the discretion of the General Manager, CEO. Section 2.03, Timeliness. Previous policy required 1 hour notice if employee would be absent from work. Changes apply 1 hour notice or as soon as practicable notice to unexpected absences. For expected or planned absences, allow supervisors to develop their own notice requirements. Section 2.07, Improper Conduct. Changes accept employment to accept outside employment. Deletes reference to officers in relation to prohibited personal investments. Section 2.11, Tobacco Use. Expands prohibition to include Brazos River Authority front entrances, not just within Brazos River Authority building and vehicles. Also adds reference to designated tobacco use areas. Section 2.13, Information Security. New section, instructs employees to follow current information security procedures. Section 3.01, Recruitment and Selection. Changes clarify existing selection methods. Provides that the Brazos River Authority will fill vacant positions by both internal and external posting. As requirement to obtain General Manager CEO approval to promote from within the Brazos River Authority without any posting. Section 3.04, Selection. As requirement that new hires must be within the limits of the current budget. Section 3.05, Age Requirements, changed from 16 to 18 for full-time employees. Section 3.06, Application for Employment. Change requires a mandatory check of driving record if employee will be operating a Brazos River Authority vehicle. Section 3.08, changes title of section to testing. Section 3.09, Drug Testing, deletes reference to random drug tests. Section 3.10, Physical Standards, corrects grammatical errors. Section 3.12, Verification of Eligibility to Work, clarifies time frame in which a new employee must complete an INS form I-9. Section 3.14, Disqualification of Applicant, clarifies acts that may disqualify an applicant. Section 3.15, placement on Brazos River Authority payroll. Allows new employees at locations other than central office to report to the respective office to be placed on payroll. Section 3.16, orientation, allows new employees at locations other than central office to report to the respective office for orientation. Section 4.01, categories of employment, changes hours for regular and temporary full-time employees from 30 to 40 hours per week. Chapter 5, deleted section titled Annual Salary Review, incorporated into Section 5.08. Section 5.03, Payroll Deductions. Delete section authorizing a deduction from an employee's final check if uniforms or property are not returned upon termination. Section 5.07, Pay Groups and Assignment. Deletes pay plan and leaves budget as guideline for pay groups. Section 5.08, Adjustments to Pay Schedule. Deletes all references to cost of living. Clarifies that adjustments to pay schedule are determined by the Board of Directors and are reviewed on an annual basis in conjunction with Employment Cost Index. Section 5.09, Longevity Pay. Deletes procedure which does not belong in policy manual. Section 6.01, Hours Worked. Allows new employees at locations other than central office to report to the respective office to be placed on payroll. Section 6.02, Work Week. Changes definition of work week from Saturday to Friday to as established by the General Manager CEO. Section 6.04, Exemptions from FLSA. Delegates reference to Section 6. Section 6.06, Compensatory Time. Head sentence stating that employees shall be able to use compensatory time within a reasonable time after their request to do so. Section 6.07, Holidays Worked, clarifies reporting of holidays worked. Section 6.09, Time Reporting, clarifies time reporting procedures, corrects grammatical. Section 6.10, BELO, Plan Agreement, modifies section to track legal requirements for BELO agreements. Section 7.02, Employee Responsibilities and Reports, requires supervisors to promptly notify the Human Resources Department of on-the-job accidents as termination as possible disciplinary action for failing to report accidents. Section 7.04, on-the-job injuries, as mandatory reporting requirements. Section 7.06, violence prevention, replaces immediate discharge with up to and including termination. Section 7.07, mandatory reporting, corrects grammatical errors. Section 8.03, drug and alcohol use, add prohibition of being under the influence while operating Brazos River Authority vehicles or during work hours, add reference to alcohol use. Section 8.04, drug and alcohol testing, add alcohol testing and mandatory post-accident testing, limits random testing to safety-sensitive positions. Section 9.02, use of tools, equipment, property, and vehicles, makes lists of authority property that may be subject to inspection non-inclusive by adding but not limited to. Section 9.03, use of Brazos River Authority electronic mail, computers, telephones, and reference to Blackberries. Section 9.04, valid driver's license, add requirement that employees must notify Brazos River Authority of traffic violations and changes in driver's license status. Section 9.06, accident reporting, clarifies reporting requirements. Section 10.02, disciplinary actions, clarifies disciplinary steps. Section 11.01, types of separations, replaces dismissal with termination. Section 11.06, termination, corrects grammatical errors. Section 13.01, job descriptions, add requirement for supervisors to ensure that employees' job descriptions are correct. Section 13.02, distribution, deletes requirement that each employee may be given a copy of their job description. Section 13.04, employee performance evaluation, allows employees to provide a detailed written statement if they disagree with their evaluation. Section 14.02, personnel action form, clarifies that the personal action form shall not be communicated to the employee until after all signatures have been obtained. Section 14.04, leave records, clarifies reporting system. Section 15.02, relocation and temporary lodging. Make relocation and lodging pay at general manager CEO's discretion. Section 16.01, travel expense payment policy, clarifies travel approval. Chapter 17, benefits. Changes full-time to regular full-time, corrects grammatical errors. Section 18.01, definitions. Unauthorized absences may result in termination. Section 18.02, military leave. Notice must be given as soon as practicable. Section 18.03, vacation leave. Refers employees to Section 18.15 for vacation payout. Section 18.04, sick leave. Clarifies when sick leave may be used. Section 18.05, sick leave pool. Clarify purpose of sick leave pool. Section 18.14, personal time off, PTO. Changes payout of PTO upon termination to 50% of unused PTO. Section 18.15, termination of employment. Clarifies payout upon retirement. Section 19.01, holidays. Allow general manager, CEO, to set holiday schedule if holiday falls on the weekend.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good morning. Agenda item number 7, research grant funding for the Texas Water Development Board for Freeport Seawater Desalination Pilot Plant Study. The Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its April 24, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to apply for grant funding from the Texas Water Development Board to conduct a Freeport Seawater Desalinization Pilot Plant Research Study. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and enter into a contract with the Texas Water Development Board to secure the grant funding. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and enter into contracts with outside consultants to consult a Freeport, to conduct a Freeport Seawater Desalinization Pilot Plant Research Study, and to have existing staff provide in-kind services. Agenda item number 8, amend Williamson County Well Waterline Contracts. The Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its April 24, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute amendments to the Williamson County Raw Water Line contracts to facilitate the sale of additional system water into Williamson County. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to reassign any Alliance water returned by current customers to other Williamson County customers, or to return any amount of water remaining unsold to the Lower Colorado River Authority. Agenda item number 9, Brushy Creek Regional Wastewater System Contracts. The Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its April 24, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute amendments to the Brushy Creek Regional Wastewater System contracts to facilitate the operations of additional wastewater treatment facilities. Agenda item number 10, surplus personal property. The Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its April 24, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to dispose of the following surplus personal property under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of the authority. 1994 Stratus boat with T-top number BNZ2C141C 494, assigned to Possum Kingdom Lake Rangers. Condition poor, boat has significant interior structural damage. Hull has extensive crack near the bow. Replaced fiscal year 2007. 2000 Johnson Ocean outboard motor, number GO4867292, assigned to Possum Kingdom Lake Rangers, condition poor, motor is not functional and not repairable, replaced fiscal year 2007. 12-foot Mohawk chisel plow number 6195, assigned to Temple Delta Regional Sewage System, condition not in working order, has no useful value, purchase date is unknown and has been in storage for at least 15 years, replaced no. 1974 Ingersoll Rand air compressor blower number 38527, assigned to Temple Belt and Regional Sewage System. Condition has no useful value, not in working order, and not repairable. Replaced, no. Agenda item number 11. Operations contracts with the cities of Gerald, Rosenberg for wastewater treatment system services. The Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its April 24, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to negotiate and execute a contract with the City of Gerald and or the City of Rosenberg for operation and maintenance of their respective wastewater facilities. Agenda item number 12. Possum Kingdom Community Advisory Panel Dissolution. The Joint Possum Kingdom and Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its April 24, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby accepts the resignation and dissolution of the Community Advisory Panel, CAP, and instructs the staff to continue public coordination efforts at Possum Kingdom as appropriate.
Thank you, Judy. At this time, the chair will entertain a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
So moved.
It's moved by Mr. Lawrence, seconded by Mr. Moore.
Poll
the board, please.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Dalyon?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director
DeFluid? Yes. Director DeFluid? Yes. Director
Garcia?
Yes.
Director Beer?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Warren?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Sag?
Yes.
Director Zeccanino?
Yes. Thank you. Item 13 will not be necessary.